Welcome to an ongoing series of daily podcasts from the agribusiness team at IHS Markit. Our experts will provide timely insight to help you in navigating the challenges of the global coronavirus pandemic across the agriculture and food markets.
Hello, I'm Paul Hughes, Chief Agricultural Economist with IHS Markit with your podcast. Today, we want to talk a little bit about the wild volatility that we've seen in meat prices as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. U.S. wholesale meat prices have experienced tremendous volatility as a result of the pandemic. First, there was a downward impact that came from the loss of the important food service channel. Americans went from spending more than 50% of their food expenditures outside of the home to nearly zero, with the exception of fast food, carry out, and delivery. Then came the issues with the meatpacking plant closures due to worker infections and a lack of social distancing in these facilities, thrusting prices lower. Now, with the economy beginning to take steps toward normal, food service demand is picking up. This is buoying prices, especially particular cuts of meat. In mid-March, going into the pandemic, pork bellies, where bacon comes from, were trading at around 85 cents a pound. 3 weeks later, prices fell to below 35 cents a pound. Then, 5 weeks after that, with pork plants beginning to shut down due to worker safety issues, prices spiked to $1.90 a pound, nearly a 550% increase. In recent weeks, prices have fallen back to around 85 cents per pound as pork processing plants have begun to reopen again. Going into the pandemic, chicken wings prices hovered at about $1.70 a pound. But as food service demand collapsed, prices fell to 90 cents a pound, about halving in the middle of April. However, in recent weeks, prices have quickly rebounded to $1.80 a pound, as sports bars and restaurants are beginning to reopen. These wild swings at the wholesale level have been mostly insulated, though, from the consumers, as price retailers have been sensitive to consumers' price elasticity and sensitive to accusations of price gouging. It remains unclear where we go from here. However, the expectation is meat processing capacity will be limited for the foreseeable future due to worker shortages and health safety issues. This will likely keep supply somewhat constrained until a vaccine is widely available.
Thank you for listening. If you would like to get in touch with any comments or questions for us to consider for one of our future podcasts, please contact us via our website or reach out to any of our account management people or content people that you may know. We look forward to seeing you next time.